Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing to each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, October 8, 2016. This is lesson 199, chapter 42, entitled Tradition. This is part 2. Our opening song is a scripture song from the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 7 through 11. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord arise, rejoice in the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired a day than gold, yet they much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, abiding is the serving one. And in keeping them, there.
Our brothers who are in heaven, how shall be lived, but the kingdom come, how will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This is this day, a daily bread, a full gift, we give a dead heart. It is not and to temptations, and deliver us from evil. For I say, the power and the glory forever to ever.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the family that are joining us. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 7 through 8, and it reads, "Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled Tradition in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Sabbath blessing, everyone. Mark 7:6. He answered and said unto them,
is they of that other?
Well has Isaiah
prophesied of you
hypocrites.
As it written,
People honor me,
with their lips,
but their heart,
is far from me.
Mark 7:7. How big in vain do they worship me? Teaching for the doctrines and commandments of men. Mark 7:8. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups many others such like this ye do. Mark 7:9, and he said to them, full well ye reject the commandments of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, honor thy father and thy mother, whoso curseth father or
But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free.
And no more to thee act for his father or his mother.
Okay, the word of God of none effect through your traditions which we have delivered, and many such like things do.
Amen. So today, dear ones, we will cover pages 396 through 397. We are in Desire of Ages, page 396, Popola.
Jesus made no attempt to defend himself or his disciples. He made no reference to the charges against him, but proceeded to show the spirit that actuated these sticklers for human rights. He gave them an example of what they were repeatedly doing and had done just before coming in search of him. Full well ye reject the commandment of God, he said, that ye may keep your own traditions. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. On the side, it says, for Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whosoever curses his father or mother, let him die the death. Mark 7, chapter 7, verse 10, King James Version.
Desire Ages, page 396, continuing. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, but whatsoever thou might be profited by me, ye shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother. They set aside the fifth commandment as of no consequence, but we were exact in carrying out the tradition of the elders that taught the people that the devotion of their property to the temple was a duty more sacred than even the support of their parents. And that whatsoever great is necessary. And next, it say, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Exodus 20:12. Continue on the next slide, please. Desire Ages, page 396, continuing. It is was as sacrilege to impart to fathers or mother any part of what has been thus consecrated. An undutiful child had only to pronounce the word Corban over his property, thus devoting it to God, and he could restrain it for his own use during his lifetime. And after his death, it was to be a property of the temple service. Thus he was at liberty both in life and death to dishonor and defraud his parents under the cover of the pretended devotion of God. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. Did Jesus make any attempt to defend himself or his disciple from the charges they made against him? And what did he proceed to show instead as an example for their doing, if you know the answer to the question, dear ones? Babala.
He made no reference to the charges against him, but proceeded to show the spirit that actually sees declares for human rights. He gave them an example of what they were repeatedly doing and had done just for coming before coming in sight of him.
Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Which commandment of the 10 given by God was of no consequence to the religious leaders who exalted the tradition of the elder as a duty more sacred than even the support of their parents? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is they set aside the fifth commandment as of no consequence, carrying out the traditions of the elders. They taught the people that the devotion of their property to the temple was a duty more sacred than even the support of their parents.
Amen. So let us learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 1 to 8. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages, page 397.
Bubble up. My word will be this Jesus was a man's obligation to present gifts and offering to God. And this Christ who gave all the directions of the law in regard to titles and offering, tithes and offerings. When on earth he commanded the poor woman who gave her all to the temple treasury, but the apparent zeal for God on the part of the priests and rabbis was a presence to cover their desire for self.
The people were deceived by them. They were bearing heavy burdens which God had not imposed. Even the disciples of Christ were not wholly free from the yoke that had been bound upon them from inherited prejudice and rabbinical authority. Now, by revealing the true spirit of the rabbis, Jesus sought to free from the bondage of tradition all who were really desirous of serving God. Desire of Ages, 397, paragraph 1.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus reveal on earth when he commanded the poor woman who gave her all to the temple treasury? And what did Jesus do by revealing the true spirit of the rabbis? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, obola.
The answer is, he revealed that never by word or deed he had less than man obligation to present gifts or offerings to God, for he was the one who gave all the directions of the law in regard to the tithes and offerings. And Jesus sought to free from the bondage of tradition all who were already desirous of serving God.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 9.
Desire of Ages, page 397. Ye hypocrites, he said, addressing the wily spies. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. The words of Christ were an arraignment into the whole system of Phariseeism. He declared that by placing their requirements above the divine precepts, the rabbis were setting themselves above God. Desire of Ages, page 297, paragraph 2. On the first middle slide, it says, this people draws near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, Matthew 15:18. On the second one, the middle side, it says, what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. On the bottom, on the first bottom slide, it says, we must draw a strong line between truth and tradition, otherwise we are no different than the Pharisees of times past. On the right bottom slide, it says, we ought to obey God rather than man. Today we must stand as the disciples stood with the above statement. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Why did Jesus address the wily spies with ye hypocrites? And what were Christ's words against the whole system of Phariseeism? And what was declared about the divine precept? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, bubble up.
They fulfill the prophecy of draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. And Christ declares that by placing the requirements above the divine precepts, the rabbis were setting themselves above God. Deputies.
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 From.
From.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Orfield.
Orfield. What?
Wait.
Wait. My.
They.
They.
Could not.
Could not.
Accuse.
Accuse Christ. He is as a.
Violator.
Violator of the.
Law
given
from Sinai.
From Sinai. For he
spoke
has
its
defender against
their traditions.
The tradition. The three great
precepts.
Pieces of the law which he had
appeared
in
striking
contrast to the Olympian, the petty
rules
that men had
devised.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why were the deputies from Jerusalem filled with rage? And how did the great precept of the law presented by Christ appear before men's rules? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
They could not accuse Christ as a violator of the law given from Sinai. For he spoke as its defender against their traditions, and the great precepts of the law which he had presented appeared in striking contrast to the petty rules that men had devised.
Amen. So let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of James. The scripture song goes like this. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, is coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will he begotten us with his word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. This is the
every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, is coming down from the Father of light, whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, like every man be swift to hear, slow to speak and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all of dear family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 397. Bobola.
Desire of Ages, page 397. The multitude and the afterward more fully to his disciples, Jesus explained that the family meant come not from without, but from within. Purity and impurity pertain to the soul. It is the evil deed, the evil word, the evil thought, the transgression of the law of the Lord, not the
neglect of external, man-made ceremonies that define a man.
Amen. And on the next slide, it says purity and impurity pertaining the soul. And it's a not neglect or external man-made ceremony that defiles a man. Amen.
Amen. So our last question, dear ones, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, what did Jesus explain to the multitude and afterward more fully to his disciple? And what did he say defiles a man? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Jesus
explained
not
that defilement
comes not
from, you should know that word,
but from
within
purity
and
impurity
pertain
to the
soul,
and it is the
evil
deed, the evil,
the word,
all,
word,
the
same word, the evil thought, the transgressions of the law of God, not the neglect of external man-made ceremonies.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, Daniel. Let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
Let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall I ask to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of thy Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time, October 8th, 2016. The story is entitled, Changes Our Stubborn Will to Sanctified Wills. Here, will means our desires. As the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart, page 66, that is not King James Version. I couldn't figure out where it came from, but that's what the writer used. This means obeying God happily and willingly. Let no one say I cannot. overcome my defects of character. I cannot stop saying things I know I shouldn't, or I cannot stop leaving my room a mess. Well, yes, you can if you're willing. Or if this is your decision, then you cannot have eternal life. I didn't say that. Ellen White said that. That means Jesus won't take you to heaven. People think, I'll change when I go to heaven. But you won't. You have to have already made the change before Jesus comes. Your first day in heaven will be just like your last day on earth. If you are fighting with your brother or sister or disobeying your parents on your last day on earth, well, you won't be taken to heaven. The impossibility is all in your will. It will not. That constitutes cannot. This means if you think you can't, then you can't. The real difficulty is the corruption or wickedness of an unsanctified or sinful heart and an unwillingness to submit to the will of God. If you're unwilling, you are saying, I don't want to obey. When there is a determined purpose born in the heart to overcome, when you really want to obey, you will have a disposition or a desire to overcome and will cultivate or practice those traits of character that are desirable. What is a trait? Kindness is a trait. Meanness is a trait. Being happy is a trait. And will engage in the conflict with steady, persevering effort. You will work hard to be good and loving. You will exercise a ceaseless watchfulness over your defects of character and will cultivate right practices in little things. This means you will practice being nice and kind to everybody all the time. The difficulty of overcoming will be lessened in proportion as the heart is sanctified by the grace of Christ. This means the more you do it, the easier it will be. What a work might have been done for us as individuals if our proud and stubborn wills, stubborn here means I won't do something, had been wholly submerged in the will of God. Here, submerged means that you want to do what Jesus wants. And our souls lifted up from earthliness to a higher, purer atmosphere. This means a higher, purer way of thinking and acting. I worked a long time last night trying to figure out how to explain atmosphere, because in the dictionary it just calls it air. Self-will or selfishness and pride are evils that turn angels into demons and bar the gates of heaven against them. God cannot have selfish angels or people in heaven. Selfishness is sin. There was a man in heaven, actually he was an angel. His name was Lucifer, and he allowed himself to become selfish. He was the leading angel, but he wanted more. He wanted to become like God, the Bible says. And you can only have one God in heaven, just like you can only have one queen bee in a beehive. There was a terrible fight. And Lucifer and his sympathizers were cast out of heaven, and his name was changed to Satan. Don't let selfishness get the best of you. You cannot control your impulses or your desires or your emotions as you may desire, but you can control the will. You can say, I desire to do good. I desire to obey. And you can make an entire change in your life. That word right there. By yielding up the will to Christ, or by being willing to do what Jesus wants you to do, your life will be hid or hidden with Christ in God. This means that others will see you. They will see, when others see you, they will see Jesus. You remember the story of the three Hebrew boys who Nebuchadnezzar put in the fiery furnace because they refused to worship his image? When he threw the three boys in the furnace, He saw that they did not die, but he saw four boys in the furnace and said, the fourth boy looks like the Son of God. How did he know what Jesus looked like? He had seen him reflected in the characters of the three boys. By yielding up your will to Christ, your life will be hid or hidden with Christ in God and allied or connected to the power which is above all principalities. Principality is a king, a president, a leader, people in authority. By yielding up your will to Christ, your life will be hid with Christ in God and allied to the power which is above all principalities and powers. You will have strength from God that will hold you fast to his strength. In other words, Jesus will help you to be like him. And a new light, even the light of living faith, will be possible to you. There will be in you a power, an earnestness, and a simplicity that will make you a polished instrument in the hands of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful study. Dear ones, we have come to the end of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. So we will continue with part 3 of our study entitled Tradition of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Father God, I'm calling and keeping that I live in myself all and give my help to make the Sabbath holy. And I hope that everyone is still acting daily. And I hope that people will clear up the wound. And I hope that mommy doesn't be sick. And I hope that mama doesn't be on cancer. And I hope that everyone will know how we feel. Just amen.
Amen. So, dear ones, next Saturday, which is next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be October 15, 2016. We will end with part 3 of our study, chapter 42, entitled Tradition. We hope and pray that the whole entire family was blessed. We have also prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray that all of you have a blessed and continuing rest Sabbath. God bless each and every one of you. And on those on the other side that are actually going to bed soon, God bless you. Hope that your Sabbath was blessed as well. Sabbath blessing, everyone.